So yeah, so that last recording pushed out another concept. Like I was saying, there's types and shadows, and the Bible says figures. There's types and shadows and figures, right? And so just like Noah and Moses, they were types and shadows or figures that pointed to Christ. And so everything points to something else, right? So if you notice a woman, she likes, you know, they talk about her shape and her figure and her, she likes style and clothing, and that's what she thinks about, you know. Why? Because it goes back to the same word, figure. It goes back to type and shadow. The woman is the glory of man. Man is the glory of God. Do you understand what I'm telling you? That's in 1 Corinthians 11. You can read it. The woman's the glory of man. Man's the glory of God. The types and shadows, the figures, run across the board. It goes down in a macro, micro way, you know? The macro, micro, fractal. That's why she has a figure, because she is, it's a type and shadow, it's a figure. Everybody talks about the woman's figure, you know? Go figure. I'm not explaining it too well, but if you got any kind of understanding, you can hear what I'm saying. It's really easy. If the woman's the glory of man, man's the glory of God, and the Bible says that Noah, Moses, and all these things were a figure pointing to a deeper truth, right? So the woman, because if you take the word figure and you unfold it as much as you can, fashion, figure, style. There's another word that I should have remembered. Kind of like the potter and the clay deal, you know? What happens is, especially if a man is grounded in the Word, and if she's willing to be taught, her doctrine, her belief system, the Bible talks about if she wants to learn anything, let her learn at home, right? He said he would have not a woman to speak in the church, let her learn at home. I know this is contrary to your society that you're in, but it is the way it is. You're not going to understand the deeper things if you don't really stand on the Word, and all, not on your own understanding, not your feelings, not your ideas, but go straight with the Bible. So she starts to learn from the husband. She might have questions, and or they just go about their business, and he's teaching her as he's going about his business. And the types, the shadows, the figures, the shapes, the symbolism, it's all pointing back to the woman takes the man's name, and they were called Adam. The black culture says shorty. They call her a shorty, right? She's an image. She's a copy. She's a And then she's being transformed into the, she takes on his last name because she's starting to take his identity. Do you understand? Because when you get saved, you start to take the identity of Christ. It's really not complicated. I shouldn't even have to explain. This should be common knowledge to every believer on the planet, you know? This should be common knowledge, and I don't know why that it gets so much resistance. If you understand the types and the shadows and the anti-types, then you got it all. You've got it. Because the whole truth is a micro macro. God is the God of order. And so when he's showing the truth in your day-to-day activity, Christ and his church, the woman responds to the man and follows the man. As the church follows Christ, the woman follows the man as a type and shadow. Husbands, love your wives. Christ loved the church. And so she submits, et cetera, et cetera. It's not complicated. It's the only way to be. Because if you go contrary to it, you're going contrary to the universe, contrary to God, contrary to the truth. And so if you don't know why you were created or why you were made, you're walking in, you're in contradiction. Everything's going to stop you. You're going to be hit and knocked down because you're not going back to the source. You're going by your own understanding. Why get married if you don't want to take on the man's nature? Why get married if you don't want to follow him? Go find another man to follow. Why get married if you still want to hang out with your mama? Or put somebody before your spouse, you know? It just doesn't add up, people. It's selfish. It's really a sign that you don't really believe God's word. That's what it comes down to. I can talk to 1,000 people. And you mentioned something about this, or even close, this is really basic, but if you just barely hint at it, people get offended at that. It's ridiculous. You want to know why people are not happy? Because they're not following the pattern that was set before the foundation of the world. The types and shadows are clear, you know? If the unbeliever depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is no longer in bondage in such cases. And so just live free. No matter what situation you're in, be free. You can't force somebody to understand, accept, believe, receive. You can't force them to submit, obey. If they don't want to, they made their choice, you know. It's on them.